Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Hi, I don't... That's impossible.
Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome to Possum Hour. there we go. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of the second worst lunch meat in the world. And the worst lunch meat in the world. And it's not what you think. It's not pimento loaf. And we thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. We've got another mystery. Monday nights, 10, it's us, Possum Hour, in Eastern Time. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Cavalcade of Mediocrity. Looking forward to that. This Wednesday at 3:45, join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, the mysterious Foo Foo Fang. I knew it. It was just a matter of time before Foo Foo Fang ended up on Flip Chin Dribble. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster's Constant Rage. He's got problems. Fridays, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. It's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Now, hopefully I have the cue loaded right. Okay, good. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. I'm going to clear the fuck out of my throat. But first, the call-in thing there.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor. There you go.
White Tower presents, for the first time, the Three Stooges meet the Beatles.
B-A-B, B-E-B, B-I-Bicky-Bi, B-O-Bo, Bicky-Bi-Bo, B-U-Boo, Bicky-Bi-Bo-Boo.
Never before available, the Fab Four plus the Three Stooges.
Mo is bad to me, you know. He slaps us all the time, you know. He said so.
Oh, Larry, come here.
I got slapped by Mo because I'm Larry's wife.
Oh, a wise guy, eh? Come here, you little porcupine.
If you think the Beatles' haircuts were lowbrow, wait till you hear them now as the Three Stooges meet the Beatles.
Hey, my friend, I said you told us.
Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard.
We'll have you fixed up in a jiffy.
Finally!
I didn't see any airport.
The Three Stooges meet the Beatles.
You say goodbye. Bye, say
hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Quiet.
The Three Stooges meet the Beatles. Order now for a limited time and get a special bonus record. The Three Stooges meet the Clash.
So you've got to let me know.
Is it Shemp or is it Mo?
John, Paul, George, Ringo, Larry, Curly, and Mo with a special guest appearance by Shemp. The Three Stooges meet the Beatles. More BC Entertainment exclusively from Whitel.
You can tell it's Whitel. It'll never sell.
Hello?
As your product looks down thirsty with the personal factory closing up, if it's sad to say you will romanticize all the things you've known before. It was not so great. It was not so great. As you take it back from that beaten path of the pounding out the door. Well, it's a mighty zombie talking of some love and posterity. But the good old days never say goodbye. Need some love and arms. Need some love and arms. And if you fall from grace, only wish you stay high. Put your hands on the puppet hat. Put your hands on the puppet hat. Put your hand inside. Put your hand inside. Put your hands on the puppet hat.
But your hands have the puppet hat, but your hands have the puppet hat, but your
things I gotta do. Touch the puppet head.
Quit.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and germs, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Is everybody happy?
Damn Skippy.
Oh, boy. Here you go. So, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. Doing just swell. Yourself?
Doing all right. I'm doing good.
Doing good. All right.
Doing good.
Doing good over
that's
here.
That's how they do in Pittsburgh. They go, I'm doing good. Doing good. A little froggy in the throat, though. I don't know what that's
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It'll settle down. Off the hot beverages by now. Oh, you know what? I had the weirdest thing in the world this weekend to eat.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, years and years ago, my dad remarried, and his stepmother, or my stepmother, I guess she was, his wife, was always trying to impress, you know, very, you know.
Yeah.
Putting on the dog.
I say do.
Yeah. So, she had caviar for the appetizers there, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was digging it, man. I was like, I've never had this. This is great, man.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, you want to take some home? And I'm like, yeah, this would be like boss on a pizza. And needless to say, she didn't send any caviar home with me that night. But it's always stuck in the back of my mind, you know.
Yeah.
And then last year, I always go on the closeout shelf there at the Kroger there, and it's there it is, a $3.99 for a little jar of caviar.
Caviar. Never had it.
So I bought it, and I hadn't used it. I realized, oh, geez, I better eat that before it goes bad. So I had a caviar pepperoni pizza.
There you go. See,
it was fucking good.
No one's telling you any different. That's the way.
I'll tell you what,
it.
Man. It was good. It was a great idea then. It's a great idea now.
It was caviar a boss pizza. Idea. It was a boss idea. That's what I like.
This fucking killer pizza, man. Because it's like the anchovies, but not as salty.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
You get the fishy, and you got to stick your pinky out though when you eat it.
Of course, it goes without saying. Yeah. Never had it. Never had it.
Never tried the caviar.
No. Never had a chance to try it.
I lost the fucking yodel, man. I'm lucky I found it. I just figured out. I did a Columbo search. I mislabeled half the shit tonight. I think I was I was like in a hurry. It was excuses. Well, where's the blow up?
As long as you found it.
Yeah, I think I found it. Here we go. They're going to blow something up. Actually, I don't know what to blow up, so I looked on my gym crack. You know, I got that list of songs that annoy me while I'm trying to work. And I said, all right, this one, and I listened to it, and I figured out, you know, I could blow that. That's blow up a bullet. I mean, it can blow itself up. But it's not that bad a tune. I know why I wanted to blow it up, though, but it's not really that bad. It fits. What is it? Fits in the Tantrums.
Okay. That's the name of the band?
Fits in the Tantrums, I guess. And it's called Hand Clap, and that's the annoying thing with the hand claps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was trying.
My boy Tom Waits did clap hands.
I don't know. This guy
hand
really
clap.
Doesn't deserve... He doesn't deserve to get blown up necessarily, but hey, man, you know, everybody's got to go sometime.
Goes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to live forever,
blow it
pal.
Up.
Might as well
blow it up.
Might as well go down in glory on possible.
Fits to the Tantrums.
Man, I'm going to have to mock
that's
up
all
a
that caviar, baby. That's what that is.
Oh, yeah, I got the fish eggs in the throat. Nice.
And now for something completely different.
Cause you don't even know.
Hey, Mo!
I can make your hands clap.
Down.
I can make your hands clap.
Down.
Pull the string.
I can't see any clam.
Somebody see you.
Everybody scream.
can't do that.
Anyone would argue with me when I say that was a hell of a lot better than the Beatles.
I knew you'd
there you
say
have it.
It.
There you
I
have
knew
it.
You'd have to say it, man. That was pretty badass, though. Love Robot, man. They really were
Wait,
bending that out of
band?
Shape.
Is it Robot
yeah,
or Love Robot?
Love Robot. Robot. Love
yeah,
Robot.
I like that. Cool name.
Yeah. They bent that out of shape, man. That was good.
Yeah.
That's my new thing, man. We're gonna put that in the lexicon.
What's
bent that?
That
out of shape. Bent out of shape.
Bent, that
bent
out
it out
of
shape.
I like it.
Out of shape. And that's like a cool thing. Like, you know, like you fuck something up in a good way.
Yep. Exactly.
I've been watching
I
that
like
fucking
it.
Larry David show, man. That fucking Leroy on there is he's a
boy.
Man, it's been I'm 7 of the 10 or 11 episodes and I've laughed every episode. It's been a joy.
I'm glad they redeemed themselves.
Yeah, cuz they had two seasons in a row that were kind of iffy. Anyhow, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sound cut out. Okay. Well, let's do the Possum Lounge thing, man.
Yes, let's.
That'll work.
I think it's perfect.
There's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Good show. Would not be a show without Dr. Cake, I tells you. I insist. Thank you for coming.
Awesome.
She's
love cake.
She's the hen in the rooster house right now, though. But,
hopefully.
Get some company there. There's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
It wouldn't be a particular possum hour without particularly Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Got plenty of quickies. I got plenty of quickies tonight, man.
Good. I love quickies.
We're gonna be doing some quickies. It wouldn't be a gargantuan Ganymedean gravity well of gratuitous greed and avarice without the Ford Prefect.
Hey, you have it. That's a mouthful.
You got that right.
And kudos on reading that. That was a good job.
I don't know. Did I do Ganymedean? Is that right? Danny Median. Okay.
Yeah.
I put a D in there. I think I put a D in it. Anyhow, thank you for coming, sir. There's GTO.
GT Trenton.
Proud GT Trenton. I got that possum song uploaded, man. Maybe we'll bend it out of shape. Right?
Bend it out of shape.
No, that doesn't work there.
It goes kind of well with Gumby. Bend it out of shape.
Yeah, bend it out of shape, man. Bend it out of shape. Tapping that ass. Bend it out of shape. Fucking Leon. Leon, not Leroy. Leon. No,
yeah,
sorry.
Leon. I just thought that
Leon.
Funny.
Funny. All right. And there's our other pal, other people's eyes. Our old
other
pal
people's
Oak.
Eyes.
Easy for you to say.
Hello, Oak.
thank you for coming, sir. He's the happy substitute teaching guy.
Yep, with a strange record collection.
Mm-hmm. I particularly like that Slappy White, man.
Yeah, huh?
That was sweet.
gotta love Slappy White.
You're bending the shafts. Thanks for coming, sir. To play some slappy cuts, man. That'd be it.
Yeah, we should. Get some slappy.
Nobody else is doing that. We'd be the only ones. Fosmar,
Mark,
I don't know, but they play. They bend that slappy white out of shape all the time. There he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking himself.
Yeah,
once again, Professor R.J. and his Gumbies.
Yes.
And that would make them the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Tom.
As the Beaver.
Where are we going, Mummy?
We're going to the field to set the car on fire before the bank repossesses it.
But, Mummy, I don't want the old car.
No, I know, darling. I've been paying for it since before you were born.
What a curious sound it's making.
I can't afford the good gas, darling.
What's it saying?
It's saying... Shitty, 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 shitty.
Bank, bank.
Shitty, bank, bank. Shitty, shitty, bank, bank. Shitty, bank, bank. Shitty, shitty, bank, bank. Shitty bank bank, shitty shitty bank bank. Oh, you shitty shitty bank bank, shitty shitty bank bank. We hate you and our pretty shitty bank bank. Shitty shitty bank bank hates us too. Hello, everywhere our rates go on shitty shitty we depend. Bank bank, shitty shitty bank bank, our fine foreclosure friend. Bank bank, shitty shitty bank bank, our fine foreclosure friend. You cheat and you take our dough, leaving us on skid row. You're bailed out and we're left out to dry. They say that money talks, but we're living in a box. I know you're hungry, honey, please don't cry. Oh, shitty you, shitty pretty shitty bank bank. Shitty shitty bank bank, we hate you. And shitty our shitty pretty shitty bank bank. Shitty shitty bank bank hates us too. High shitty, low shitty, everywhere we go on shitty shitty we depend. Bank bank, shitty shitty bank bank, our fine foreclosure friend. Bank bank, shitty shitty bank bank, our fine foreclosure
Well done.
I like that.
Fine Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Ah, shitty, shitty bank bank. It is a perfect song for today, Alice. It really is. Got my tax, property tax in the mail Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. That up, huh?
$69 more than last year. What kind of crap is that, you know? That assessor's snickering under it. Let's raise it $69.
Oh, bastard.
Little fuck faces. Man.
Evildoers.
Inflation, man. I don't know what it's like in Canada up there, but United States, man, it's getting serious. Everything going up, up, up.
The shakedown is what it is.
Well, I told you that thing, the 80% more for the furnaces now.
Yeah.
Dodged a bullet there. But we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Got a new avatar.
Oh, there you go. Very hip.
Very, very, yeah. She bent it out of shape.
She bent it out of shape.
All right, now we've already worn it out. It's no good anymore. Come up with a new one. A millionaire giving the U.S. troops a silver dollar with a ribbon attached to it. I don't remember that.
No.
From World War II. Huh. Yeah, the Canadians are saying, yeah, They got the inflation going on. So, man, everything going up, man. Shoot.
As soon as...
Next thing, it'll be frickin' beer, you know? They start raising the beer prices. Oh, jeez. Don't have cheap natties anymore. Oh, man. What happened to the salty pretzels at the drive-thru? That's what I want to know. All right, you ready? You ready, GT? You ready, buddy? Here it is, man. Chosen especially by you for Possum Hour.
Dig it.
GT Quickie. Wait a minute. Yeah. No. I knew it was one of those, but that's the wrong one. It's this one.
The possum, he fixed it right. It's delicious. With sweet potatoes. A week away, 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 a week away. In the holler, the foggy holler, the possum sleeps tonight. Down the hillside and through the backwoods, the possum crawls tonight. He's on his way, he's on his way, he's on his way. Headlights, the blinding headlights, the possum freezes and fries. On the highway, the busy highway, the possum dies tonight. He's in my way, 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 he's in my way. Well, I guess you're feeling pretty grievous of our little marsupial friend about now. Yes, things do look a mite grim, but friends, don't despair. This tale of sad woe has a delicious ending. In the skillet, the greasy skillet, the possum fries tonight. Pans of gravy and serve the taters we all can eat tonight. He's on my plate, 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 he's on my plate.
Hey, Si, what's for supper?
Oh, well, we have possum filet, blackened possum, sugar-free possum smoothie, and possum barbecue!
Possum barbecue?
Yeah!
Yum, yum!
Yeah! Came with its own, I don't know how the yodel got in there, man. I swear to God. I'm
having chest pain.
It was a mistake.
You're sneaking a yodel in on GTO.
I know. I'm just a torturing guy, man. You know what? I'll bet you possum tastes like, probably like, I've had groundhog. I've never had possum.
You've had groundhog, yeah. I bet
it's as good as it sounds.
Similar.
It's as good as it sounds.
I'm going to have to take your word on that one.
Oh, mamma mia. That was a wrong number. My grandmother made it, too.
Yeah.
Tasted like a pork chop that you dropped in a pile of dirt and danced a cha-cha on and then fried up. Not good. A little gamey. I would say possum probably same kind of deal. Who knows,
yeah.
Man?
Same type family. Why not? Well, then again, rabbit's good. So you got to wonder, yeah. It's different shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had rabbit. Had rabbit.
Yeah. Rabbit's a
I like frog
greasy,
legs.
Though, is it?
A little bit.
Nice
I like the frog
stringy.
Legs.
Never had frog legs. No.
They're really good. I didn't know what I was eating when I first ate them.
Yeah.
I thought they were like morbidly huge shrimp or something. Then I'm like, well, there's no bone in a shrimp. What the hell's this? You know, and I'm thinking this as I'm eating it. I'm going, it's pretty good. What is it, chicken or shrimp or something? And guy goes, oh, you like frog's legs, huh? I went, yeah, guess so. I wouldn't have, if I'd have known they were frog's legs, I probably wouldn't have tried them. Yeah, I didn't know what I was eating.
Was it in one of those situations where no one told you? No one purposely told you until you tried it?
No, it was
just
eaten away. It was on a buffet, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, like went down a buffet. I took a couple of frog's legs. I was sitting there eating it and...
No one snuck it on you then. Okay.
No. I picked it out. I thought it was like chicken or something. I don't know. It looked good.
Oh,
it was.
Yeah.
Yanking frogs, man.
Yep.
Oh, the brown rabbit's been missing. They don't hibernate, do they?
I know nothing of bunnies.
I think the groundhog does, though, because I ain't seen hiding her hair of that fat bastard for months.
They're not liking the cold.
Yeah. Squid. Yeah, that's another one, man. We got to watch out eating that squid, man. They're sentient beings. Bad karma. Maybe pork, man. Pork's going to be our downfall, man. That's why the Jews all go to heaven. We all go to hell, man. Man, hey, the Bible. It's in the Bible. Look it up. Look it up, man. Yeah. That's right. The immortals. They don't eat immortals. Like lobsters, man. Larry had a lobster thing tonight. It was the day. He's a funny guy, man. What an asshole. He's such an asshole. Love him. He says what you'd want to say, or what I'd want to say. Hey, you want to look up my lottery numbers? We could do that.
Yes.
All right.
You're splitting it with us.
I might give you a taste. We'll see.
Yeah.
Where's my lottery number link?
You got to pay that extra $98, though.
$69, man.
Oh.
Yeah, the Joker's downtown. And they're big yucks, $69. All right, 10, 110, 22. Winning number's 2. Dope! 17. Dope, I got 3 and 18. One above each one. Fuck me.
Yep. 35.
There, okay, and 39. I got 147.
There you go.
But you don't get shit for that.
Get
and the kicker starts with a 4. Mine starts with a 7. So that's $2 down the old down the loo. All right. Well, would have been. Come on, Liberty Bell. Yeah. All right. Let's do another quickie since we got so many quickies coming out of our ears.
More quickies.
Quickie. Come on, man.
Thank you, GTO, for that one. That last one was good.
Yeah, GTO and the possum, eating the possum thing, which, you know, again, I guess possums probably aren't sentient beings, but they do eat ticks. All right, this one was a Ford prefect brought this one to our attention. It's what, the anniversary of the steamboat or some shit today?
Yeah.
And, I was listening to the one he posted, and I left it up there, and then they automatically played the next song, and that was this one, which I had to go with this one because it's got Thurl Ravenscroft.
Oh, serendipity.
Possum. In the Possum Hour Hall of Fame, man. Yep. Steamboat Bill.
Down the Mississippi steamed the whippoorwill, commanded by that pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owners gave him orders on the strict QT to try to beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Just beat up the fires, let the old smoke roll. Burn up all your cargo if you run out of coal. If we don't beat that record, Billy told the mate, send my mail in care of Peter at the Golden Gate. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Gonna beat the record of the Robert E. Lee.
Steamboat Bill, he tore up the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, the tide had made him swear. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. The explosion of the boiler got him up in the air.
Rivers all in mourning now for Steamboat Bill. No more you'll hear the puffing of the whippoorwill. There's crepe on every steamboat that plows those streams. From Memphis right to Natchez down to New Orleans.
The wife of Mr. William was at home in bed when she got the telegram, the steamboat dead.
Says she to those children,
bless each honey lamb, the next papa that you have will be a railroad man.
Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill is with an angel band. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. He's a pilot on a ferry in that promised land.
He's the best St. Peter's got in the promised land.
All right, I'm done.
All right. Got some quickies going.
Steamboat Bill.
Ford said he posted the other one because it was originally done on one of those cylinder dealy things, man.
Yeah.
Those are cool. I got the Victrola there. Mine is like kind of like a late model. It's not a real old one.
Still.
They had, you remember they had the horns on them?
Yeah.
Big horns. People didn't like the horns. They didn't like the horns.
And they had the crank at the really old ones.
Well, mine's a crank, yeah.
Oh, it's you still cranker. Got a crank going? All right.
Oh, yeah, you got to crank that motherfucker up. Good records. That's why it was always cool, man. Like when the electricity would go out, I'd always take, break out the Victrola and the 78s, and we'd sit around and listen to 78s and shit. Yeah. Kind of a neat thing to have.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
You don't have any kind of a horn at all?
No. I'm sorry. Yeah, I lost my train of thought there. The one I have has the speakers built in. So there's these doors on the bottom that you open up, and that controls your volume. Opening and closing the doors. Kind of neat. So, yeah.
You want to get that appraised? Find out how much that's worth.
And they don't go for that much. They really don't.
No.
Nah.
All right.
Like I'm not even sure if $1,000.
It's
for $1,000, hundreds. It sucks, but They were greatly mass produced. Although mine is in pristine condition, it is in very, very nice condition. So I would get top dollar for it. I would expect. Good. Anyhow, fucking lottery, man.
You need it in your little museum, though, man, with all your stuff.
Well, next to that is my old telephone, man. Which I've been looking at. The mouthpiece broke. I was looking at mouthpieces. They got them for like $12 in the door on eBay. I'm thinking of pulling a trigger on one of those.
Yeah, you might as well. It's set up. Only $12.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a shame to let it sit there and not, have all
not
the parts.
Be whole.
Yeah. Well, the earpiece, the ear thingy's kind of fucked up too, but. Okay, wait a minute.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yeah. GT's pointing out there they had records at Walmart, and I saw that too, man.
Right.
Target, places like that have vinyl records now.
Oh, yeah.
What?
At Barnes & Noble, they have a big thing of vinyl, too.
A lot of people buying the vinyl. Well, I mean, if you're going to collect music, the packaging is cooler.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they never figured out a way to make a CD like an album, you know, where you'd take the album home and you'd read the liner notes and listen to it and look at the cover and whatnot. Oh, by the way, I took down Jack Davis. This wasn't working, man.
Jack Davis.
I had Jack Davis cartoon on a record sleeve on the wall.
Oh, okay.
But I got Crazy Guggenheim on one side, and I got to put Hello Dummy Don Rickles on the other side. So I got Don Rickles is now up. So.
Mr.
Hello
Warren.
Dummy. Yeah. It just looked, it's like, man, that should have always been hanging there. Okay, this is a rerun. I'm pretty sure, like, at the last minute, I think. But who cares?
Right.
3 minutes. It's still 3 minutes. We'll never get back.
Last night, I had a crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. She looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie. But she disappeared around the corner. All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door. There's a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was freaky.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
I found the bottom part behind the second door, which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far-out cat was screaming half crazy. Ba 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 luma una loom bam boom. I said, hey man, cut that jive. You tell me where that chick went. But he looked at me as space as he could be, and he said these words, and I wonder what he meant. Listen.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
What does that mean? Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Oh yeah, don't you love it? Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, boom. I opened the third door, and there she was. Whispered so very sexy and low. I tried to do the same, impress her with my style. And why I said this, I'll never know. I'll never know.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
She drove me nuts.
Chick-a-boom.
That's about as sexy as I'm ever going to get.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, what's with the weird news, man? I'm not getting.
What's going on? Nothing.
I look up weird news, man. It's the same shit all the time, man.
And you promised us a bit of a mystery in the beginning of this show. You got a mystery going on?
The mystery was what I named the yodel.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought there was more mashed potatoes going on.
Nah, I wish, man.
Okay.
I wish. He wish. Wait, because, you know, they had the copycat mashed potatoes in that other city. I figured that would catch on, man.
Yeah.
Seems like a natural.
Still, my favorite is the throwing the eggs over the guy's house.
And they couldn't figure out where they were coming from. This is awesome. All right, well, this is a Canadian woman was reunited with her missing cat after 12 fucking years.
12 years.
The cat fled from her home in the summer of 2010. Turned up in a pet shelter 12 years later. The cat took one look at that lady and went, "Oh, fuck, man." You know? Try to get away from this bitch. It captured me, sent me back.
You gotta wonder what's going on with the cat's mind.
Yeah. It had the microchip in the ear, that's how they were able to find the
Then microchips way back then too?
I guess 2010, yeah, sure.
I guess so.
Yeah, they've been around.
12 years sounds like a long time, but then when you say 2010, all of a sudden it does.
2010,
you know?
that was like last year, right? No, 12 years ago. As we're old.
Yep. Right.
Foo Foo Fang.
Gotta love the Foo Foo Fang.
Oh, this was one. I don't think I shared this one Friday. The an Uber rider was trapped in that interstate shutdown on I-95.
Yeah.
And they charged him $600.
And was he on the way to pick up the guy or not? I guess he had the guy, right?
He's from Richmond, and he was trying to get to Richmond. He was charged $600, but they refunded his money.
What was it, like 20 hours? It was a long
fucking some
time,
of them
man.
Were there for over 24 hours, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A lot of problems. I don't know. I think a couple people... Well, I don't know if anybody died, but it wasn't pretty. Man.
That's horrible.
He was on there for 9 hours. He was 9 hours.
Okay.
But, man, jeez. Talk about anxiety, man.
Uh-huh.
We've been on that. So, what's this? What is this one? Oh, this is the... Applecheek sent the Chinese security footage to Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, a really nasty-ass motherfucking bull busts in on this restaurant. He was on his way to the slaughterhouse. Or buffalo. Buffalo.
Buffalo. Okay.
Wow. He comes in and just... knocks this one guy off. Tea kettle's there. But I bet you China, they send them back to the fucking slaughterhouse, you know?
Yeah, they don't...
China, man, anything. They're like, no, you go to slaughterhouse. Evil Chinese, man.
First they got to flag them. What's that, flock them? What was that, when they smack them in the ass with a... Cane them. You got to cane them.
Okay.
There you go.
Cane them first, yeah. That was, where was that? Was that Hong Kong or something? Yeah.
Was that Hong Kong or just or China? It's part of China, not Hong Kong, I don't think.
Yeah, that American.
Michael Fay. I always remember that guy's name, Michael Fay.
Yeah, he had it coming.
Uh-huh.
Little prick. Yeah. What he did,
cars.
He was like vandalizing cars, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's a fucking douchebag.
He did something stupid, like something stupid or, you know, whatever.
Singapore.
Intentionally destroying property. Fuck him.
Hope got it. Singapore, yeah.
Singapore.
It was extreme, but it's like,
No, fuck them. Don't
do that shit.
Bend that ass out of shape. Cane that ass out of shape.
They bent it out of shape already. Cane. The Don't Look Up movie?
Yeah.
It hit a record high for the most hours a movie has been viewed on Netflix in a week.
Oh, okay.
I was part of that, man.
Well, hey, I watched it twice, back to back, as soon as it was over. I put it on again.
Don't you feel proud, man?
Yeah, I'm part of that, baby.
We're in the news, man. We're newsworthy.
We're part of a club.
Bum, 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 bum.
They didn't mention us by name, did they, Commodore?
Well, no, but they said one guy watched it twice. Some guy near Philly. Haven't you?
Close enough.
Alice, is caning still used today?
Okay.
Majority of cases are women. Gee. Caning is also used as punishment in Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei. Legacy of the British colonial rule in the 19th century. No.
That's nasty. Little pieces of ass flying all over the place.
That's bad. That's psychotic. Fucking caning. All right. We're getting down on the nitty gritty. Oh, I did find a poop story. Okay, well, let's do even though we don't have an Idaho man. World records. This is a gross one. I thought I had the world record for this in my shower when boys were growing up. But, there's a 225.13 pound ball of human hair broke the Guinness World Record. I guess it's from an Ohio salon. You know, human hair. Big ball of human hair.
All right.
Yuck. That's gross. Man. I've dug shit like that out of that shower, man. It's not pretty. Not recently, though.
Yeah.
Not so much. Getting less and less of a problem these days. All right. Champagne glass pyramid breaks Guinness record in Dubai. 27 feet high. It's a stack of 54,740 glasses. In a champagne pyramid. Did they pour the shit down the pyramid? They don't say.
A lot of champagne.
Well, it's a lot of glasses. They had to pour the fucking champagne. Fuck, you're not going to stack up 54,000
of it.
Yeah. They had to pour. They don't have a video, though. More pictures. Nope. Fuck the dude. Fuck Dubai anyway. Fuck Dubai. Right. There, I said it. I'm proud of it, too. All right. Here we go. A man catches a cricket ball. This is pretty wild. This is dumb, actually. A man catches a cricket ball dropped from nearly 400 feet. For a Guinness record.
Oh.
A Sri Lankan guy living in Australia. He got a... it was dropped from a drone 393 feet and 3 inches over the ground. But he said his first attempt at the record for the highest catch of a cricket ball in 2019, but broke his finger and didn't break the record.
What is a wicket ball? Any strength to it?
A cricket ball?
No matter what, coming from that.
Isn't it like wooden? Like a croquet ball or something? I don't know. I don't know cricket. But, man, that would
I have no idea.
That would be an ouchie when that hit your hand.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Was it a catcher's mitt or anything? Bare fist it, was it?
Didn't have bare fist.
That's nuts. I bet you had some kind of catcher's mitt on.
Oh, yeah, he had a glove. He had a glove.
Okay.
Still, it's going to sting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good stinger. You know, if you don't catch it right, broken finger.
Uh-huh. Plus, it's got to be hard to stay. I mean, you're looking straight up at a little tiny dot that's coming at you.
Yeah. All right, coming real fast, too.
All right, so we'll give it to the guy. We'll give him a cigar.
But, you know, be more careful when you pick your records. Mm-hmm. And this woman runs across New Zealand in under 21 days for a Guinness World Record. Well, good for her.
Hey.
British woman living in New Zealand broke a world record when she ran the length of the island nation in under 21 days. Well, that's pretty impressive.
You got my attention because I thought you were going to stay in her underwear when you first said it. I thought maybe that might be something.
She's exposing a lot of skin here in the thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
New Zealand,
bad
babe.
Not a bad looking
there you go. Like
female human being. No, not at all. But we're not going to judge her as a sex object. We're going to judge her as a freak of nature that runs really fast. All right. Okay. Like I say, I'm light on material here. How about, I don't know if we did this, but it's kind of crazy. This is from the files, man, from way down the page.
Yeah.
A man accidentally records doctors mocking him during a colonoscopy and wins a $500,000 lawsuit. How cool is that? He went in for a routine colonoscopy at Tiffany Ingram's practice. Ended up learning the hard way what doctors talk about during medical procedures. He used the cell phone to record the discharge instructions from the nurse, and then he forgot to stop recording and ended up actually accidentally taping every word said in the procedure room. So,
now, can that be a lawsuit just because of what they're saying?
I don't know. What?
Talking about all the junk in his ass.
Well, he says the anesthesiologist said, I want to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit. Patient while he was out.
Boy, that could be a hate crime right there if the guy's a little
bit of a fake. I guess he had a rash and the same guy warned the nurse not to touch it. You might get syphilis on your arm or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, maybe he had something there.
He also called the patient a retard. And then he said it's probably tuberculosis in the penis, so you'll be all right. What a fucking weirdo, man.
Uh-huh.
The mouthy anesthesiologist got rung up, man.
Oh man, good guy. What kind of hospital is that?
You imagine that guy listening to that? good times. All right, man. That's all there is, man. There's nothing else.
Okay.
Well, there's a that 14th Amendment thing, man. Article 3 or whatever, the 14th Amendment. And it says if you participate in an insurrection, you can't hold office in this country.
Oh, interesting.
I posted it on my Facebook page and nobody paid attention to it. But they're actually ringing a guy up. It's a dude. I don't know his name. And I don't know what state he's from. A Republican. He's in a wheelchair. And he's a real right-wing Uncle Bobo dude. And he spoke at the rally before the crap, and they're trying to say, hey, man, you can't, according to the Constitution, dude, you can't run. I think that's an interesting turn of events.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking of another candidate. I don't know.
Interesting.
His initials are UB. And we've been joined by Beth Ann San. How wonderful.
Beth Ann San. Hello,
yeah,
Beth
man.
Ann.
Just, you missed the news, but there wasn't anything good. So.
Huh.
Colonoscopy.
Don't stop me. Don't stop.
Now, back to our show.
Say. The lion jumps up all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's blown his cage. He beats the elephant up under the tree. He says, now, big boy, it's you or me. The elephant looks him from the corner of his eyes, better to find someone to fight your side. The lion jumps up, he makes a fancy pass, but the elephant knocks him over in the grass. They fought all night and they fought all day. I don't know how the lion, well, he got away. He come back to the jungle more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his jive.
You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king. I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
His temper when he's jumping up and down, and his foot missed the limb and his head hit the ground like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, but the monkey looks up from the corner of his eye, says, now, Mr. Lion, I apologize. The monkey on his back studies up a scheme. He's trying to trick that jungle king. Be fair with me, I wish you would. I'd tear you up all over the wood. The lion jumps up, squares off for a fight, but the monkey jumped completely out of sight. So if you bother me again, I'll turn you over to my elephant friend.
You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king. You call yourself the jungle king. I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Big Mamu.
And I was just watching Cadillac Records again. Good movie.
Ah, there you go.
Okay. And we almost forgot about old Bob. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Bob Saget, man.
Yeah.
Awesome Hour legend. I should have looked that one up. We had the one slide for the show where the guy had Bob Saget tattooed on his back.
We
took a couple shows off and tossed some hours back. He's got a big Bob Saget.
I remember that.
That's when my art program worked, man. My damn art program. I think it's from the last century. I think it's like 1999 or something.
Yeah.
1998. Yog. Slightly out of date. Doesn't really work too well with the Windows 10. And like when you put the cursor here, it goes over here first. So you gotta like, it's no fun to do the Photoshopping with that thing, man.
Whoa, Toby Gillis too?
Oh yeah, you didn't see that?
Dwayne Hickman.
Dwayne Hickman.
No shit, he's dead too. Dude. Jesus Christ.
He was 95, I think.
Yeah. No shit.
I believe he had Alzheimer's or something like that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, he didn't have a good exit strategy.
I wonder if his brother's still alive.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He'd have a brother that was an actor. Yeah. Oh, 87, Ford says. I don't know where I got it, 95.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do I know? Oh, you want to hear Rick Springfield?
We got time for another blow up?
Yeah.
Who's in that can?
Yes, garbage. Oh.
Chef!
Jesse is a friend. A good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine.
Oh! And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. He's holding her in his arms. And late at night.
That's it. Give me the bird.
There we go.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Possum Hour classic, man.
I love it. I love that Shemp laugh. That's a man enjoying a comic book right there.
Oh. Fucking Shemp, get out of here! I'm getting to be an old curmudgeon. I sat down to watch the Three Stooges, and I watched a whole one. It was a Shemp, Larry. It was Larry January, and they're doing ones where Larry has a bigger part. But I can only sit through like one Stooge. Can't do like whole 2 hour stoogeathon. Who's the dude that screams Bob Saget? Well, that's Tourette's guy.
Yeah,
my neighbor.
Guy does that.
He lives around. Honest to God, he lives around the corner. Is that crazy town or what? I walk past his house all the time.
Bumped
into him
at
the grocery store.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And it's, what's that?
Now, I was just wondering, how often do you see him?
Oh, I haven't seen him since that time in a... Well, no. I did see him once cutting his grass. I think that was the last time.
He wasn't running from bees, was he?
No. I was watching going, I hope there's some bees come out of there. That would be funny. Because you do, he's such an icon.
Yeah. Well, the guy takes his own death, so you got to give him some space.
You're that guy. Oh, no, I'm not that guy.
That guy's dead.
Danny,
I gotta go stalk him at Kroger, see if he still does the late shift at Kroger's on Sundays. That'd be funny. Danny. Man, I would like be really nice to him and do whatever he wanted if he'd come on the show, man. You know?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I mean not do anything he wanted, but make any
that guy?
Yeah, I know, make any allowance for yeah.
But he wants
all right, time for his service, that bullshit.
No, he doesn't want. He doesn't have nothing to do with the fuck the guy there. All right, man. Let's see. Where's the yodel at? I mislabeled the yodel. So. here we go.
Yodel.
It is. Yodeling time.
Yodeling, 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 yodeling,
yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling,
yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling,
yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling,
yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, yodeling, I figure if you type in Big Chief Yodel, you'll probably find that one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Iggy. All right, well, we played all our quickies. We have more quickies. I mean, you know, if you really want another quickie.
Yeah, we got time for it. Stop.
You're insatiable. Off. Insatiable possums.
Love the quickies.
Got longies, too. I got a longie.
Bragging?
Too much information, yeah, man. Whoa. Dang. All right. Let's see. Quickie. All right. You know, want to do something juvenile?
Yes, of course.
All right. Hit it.
It falls out of my bum. It don't look tasty to me, but flies say yum, yum, yum. When I'm constipated, the poop just won't come. My day isn't complete until I pooped at least some.
Poop, 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 poop,
poop, poop, poop, poop, poop, poop, such a funny, funny word. Some synonyms for poop include crap and turd. Brown, but sometimes it's green or black. You've got to use toilet paper, clean the poop from your crack.
Poop, 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 poop.
Waterfall. Old poop is hard like a bowling ball. When you push out the poop, you get red in the face. When you flush, the poop is gone without a trace. Sing it!
Poop, 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 poop.
I hadn't listened to that whole thing. That's what that was. I was enjoying that.
That's a damn good ditty.
I had not heard the diarrhea lyric yet. So that was... Oh, did we scare Beth Ann out of here? I'm glad she showed up. That was nice.
That was nice there.
Old Bob Saget, man.
Yep.
65, dude.
Yep.
Remember when you think, 65, well, he lived a good long life.
Yeah.
Now you're like,
now that it's around the corner.
Holy jeez, 65. So soon, such a young man. He had his whole life ahead of him, dude. Yikes, man. Yeah, what are you going to do, man? You all got to cash him in sometime.
Yep, you're in that age bracket.
Yeah. That's just it. Because I know he was in better shape than I am. Not so much now, though. All right, man. Well, I guess we bent this show out of shape, huh? Huh?
Yeah. That we did, sir.
Yeah. Something like that. All right. Well, we got the show ender, man. We got plenty of time. We can horse around. Oh, Beth Ann's battery died. We were all happy. We were just happy to see you.
Yeah.
Beth Ann's saying.
Lovely Beth Ann's saying.
Absolutely. Well, since this is no particular possum hour, we had the no particular place to go.
All right.
We'll end with that one, see. That one you sent. I like the one you sent. That was kooky.
Yeah, there you go.
The Elvis Rothbard.
I figured a little cover.
Mix it up, man. You got to mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up.
And I didn't miss it. I named it. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to Elvis Rothbard your Can't Do That song as well, the Love Robot. That's got to Elvis Rothbard. Got to send that in there.
Ford said this was old school Possum Hour. Damn you, sir. Oh, man. All right, where's the drinking music? Yeah, Dobie Gillis, man.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah. That news came out before whoever the other one was there, Bob Saget.
For Saget. So that's your threes then, right? You got the threes ever went already?
I guess there was I don't know. I'm sure somebody else croaked. But not Larry Storch, bitches.
Nope.
99 years young.
I mean, you got Betty White. Betty White, Saget.
Oh, okay, yeah. Betty White, Bob Saget. And trying to watch my language, man. Yeah, that's it. Man, he was way too young. 65 years old. Way too young. Old school Possum Hour, man. Yikes. We've jumped the shark. Miller Genuine Drive. We jumped the shark when John Link was on the show, man. I mean, like, first thing we did.
We're jumping a dead shark.
We got here and said, well, anyway, let's just fucking get it out of the way. Jump the shark now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, fuck all the dumb shit. Right?
Yeah, get it over with.
Yeah.
That was a diabolical plan.
That was my excuse. when I signed up for Algebra 2. Miller Genuine Draft.
What?
And I got called in to the guidance counselor, and he goes, oh, I see you signed up for Algebra 2. I go, yeah. He goes, well, you failed Algebra 1. I said, well, figured I was going to fail Algebra 2. Might as well get it out of the way now, right? He's just shaking his head.
You didn't get any credit for that? Should have got credit
for
that.
No love for the wisecrack, man. Yeah, I know. Man, that show went quick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And energize!
I take it, I know, I take it, I know. place to go.
Missed it by that much.
Tommy!
I always forgot my Batmans. There you go.
Man. Yeah, that flew by, man.
Yeah, it did.
Kind of weird.
It's a lot of good tunes.
It was a nice mix of weird, you know. I was trying to mix it up a little bit.
There you go. Good job.
Some nice contributions. Yeah, I don't know how that Beatle tune. I found that like Friday night after the show. I was listening to some YouTube shit.
Yeah.
And, oh, there you go.
A lot
That's
of great Beatle covers. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a goodie. That's always been one of my favorite Beatles songs. It doesn't get a lot of airplay.
Yeah. Good tune.
Ah. Some good harmonies in that one. All right, man. Well, hopefully some wacky news happens between now and Friday. My God. The new year has just been dull, dull, dull. I want to see some people from Florida, man.
What happened to Florida guy?
An Ohio man or something, you know? Jeez.
They got to get back into bath salts, man. That shit was fun.
Shoot, man. So, yeah. Let's all go 14th Amendment. Wouldn't that be just fucking cool? They go, well, you can't run again, Uncle Bobo, because it's in the Constitution. We can dream.
Whatever it takes.
That'd be a beauty, man. What a nice move. Pull a rug right out from under that guy. Hey, man.
They
well,
up
I guess
the Constitution so often, though, man.
Oh, I know. They're the ones that are always. Oh, the Constitution, Constitution. suck on this 14th Amendment thing. How about that? All right. We'll be
there
here.
You go.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
All right, man. Well, I guess we'll do it again. Thingy day. Let's do a thingy on the way out here. Where's this one? Season for crying out loud.
Wait, where are you going? I was going to make espresso.